This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
There's a little bit of a campaign happening that's been happening over in the UK, and it's called Some People Are Gay, Get Over It.
Now, I've actually seen this on someone's T-shirt around the Joy Studios. I think it was Adam Barillet. I think it was him.
Yes, yes.
But yeah.
Now, there's the whole campaign. They're getting celebrities to wear T-shirts that say the phrase, some people are gay, get over it. And I think it's a really nice sort of thing to sum up the fact that, you know, it sums up a whole range of ideals, like, you know, people are people and gays are people too, and it's not, it doesn't identify who we are, it's just a part of us, and all that in a really nice little slogan. But what I want to focus on is one of the key activities that this campaign is encouraging you to do is spread awareness that, you know, there are lots of gay people in the world, and, you know, you can't sweep us under the rug, or you can't pretend we don't exist. And this was published in Attitude magazine, this little exercise that you can do. And I thought it was pretty cool, so I thought I would share it with you tonight, Petro, because I know just how much you love listening. So it encourages you to, if you weren't out at high school and you came out after high school, to write in to a teacher, to the principal or someone who knew you and would still remember you, so who you had a close relationship with, and tell them that you're gay. So it's sort of coming out to people in the past.
Okay.
But people who, like, are teachers.
Yeah.
And what this is aiming to do is show the teacher that, you know, they have had gay people in their class before, so they should be vigilant about what they say, and just be aware that you have gay people in your class, so they may need help coming out, or they should just be aware of it. And I think that's kind of cool.
Maybe I should start writing something, because I was far from out in high school.
So it's kind of redundant for me, but for you, you and all of you people out there that weren't out in high school, and there are a few pointers for writing this this letter. The whole letter doesn't have to be angry. If you were bullied in high school, mention it, but there's no need to be angry or attacking, like saying you didn't do enough to prevent this, but
just let them know that it happened.
Let them know that it happened, and say, "What are you doing nowadays to prevent this sort of thing from happening again?" If you weren't bullied but saw other people be bullied, write this as well. And you know, it isn't just about gay bullying as well. It's any form of bullying, and so it extends just from you as a gay person writing to your school. You know, you can get your parents to write in and the community, because, generally speaking, and I know this is a bit of a generalisation, so I do apologise, but gay couples don't have children or don't raise families. Like, you know, we're starting to now, but in the past it hasn't always been that way. So generally, it's not our kids that are going to be bullied because, you know, we don't have them. So, you know, telling your friends that do have kids to get involved as well, because it's essentially their children that we want to be protecting.
Speaking of awareness of gay issues, a couple of days ago was the International Day Against Homophobia.
It was indeed.
And just last night I was on YouTube and they've put together a video of people all, I don't know if you've seen it, people all across the world saying, "Hello, my name is blah blah blah, I'm from so-so-so and I'm gay and I'm proud of it."
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's like a 10-minute long video, and there's, God, so hundreds of people that have added in submissions. It's really fascinating to watch.
Because here in Melbourne, it was quite successful as well. We had the Stop Homophobia Today campaign, which essentially you sent in a photo of yourself holding a sign with a pro-gay slogan. Mine was a T-shirt that said, "Real boys kiss boys." But there are other people which were like, "Don't hate, appreciate." And all those sort of cool, like, lingo-ish sort of phrases, which promoted, I guess, equality amongst gays in a very casual and light way. But the whole point of it, as you just said, is to raise awareness and show the world, hey guys, guess what? being gay is normal, we're just normal people, and if, you know, there's a gay person on Neighbours or Home and Away, it isn't a scandal.
Yeah.
You don't need to publish it on the front page of the Herald Sun. There's a little bit of a campaign happening, that's been happening over in the UK, and it's called Some People Are Gay, Get Over It.
Now, I've actually seen this on someone's t-shirt around the Joy Studios. I think it was Adam Barillet. I think it was him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, there's the whole campaign, they're getting celebrities to wear t-shirts that say the phrase, some people are gay, get over it. And I think it's a really nice sort of thing to sum up the fact that, you know, it sums up a whole range of ideals, like, you know, people are people and gays are people too, and it's not, it doesn't identify who we are, it's just a part of us, and all that in a really nice little slogan. But what I want to focus on is one of the key activities that this campaign is encouraging you to do is spread awareness that, you know, there are lots of gay people in the world, and, you know, you can't sweep us under the rug, or you can't pretend we don't exist. And this was published in Attitude magazine, this little exercise that you can do. And I thought it was pretty cool, so I thought I would share it with you tonight, Petro, because I know just how much you love listening. So it encourages you to, if you weren't out at high school and you came out after high school, to write in to a teacher, to the principal, or someone who knew you and would still remember you, so who you had a close relationship with, and tell them that you're gay. So it's sort of coming out to people in the past.
Okay.
But people who, like, are teachers.
Yeah.
And what this is aiming to do is show the teacher that, you know, they have had gay people in their class before, so they should be vigilant about what they say, and just be aware that you have gay people in your class, so they may need help coming out, or they should just be aware of it. And I think that's kind of cool.
Maybe I should start writing something, because I was far from out in high school.
Yeah, I was, so it's kind of redundant for me. But for you, you and all of you people out there that weren't out in high school, and there are a few pointers for writing this this letter. The whole letter doesn't have to be angry. If you were bullied in high school, mention it, but there's no need to be angry or attacking, like saying you didn't do enough to prevent this. But
just let them know that it happened.
Let them know that it happened and say, what are you doing nowadays to prevent this sort of thing from happening again? If you weren't bullied but saw other people be bullied, write this as well. And, you know, it isn't just about gay bullying as well. It's any form of bullying. And so it extends just from you as a gay person writing to your school. You know, you can get your parents to write in and the community, because generally speaking, and I know this is a bit of a generalization, so I do apologize, but gay couples don't have children or don't raise families. Like, you know, we're starting to now, but in the past it hasn't always been that way. So generally, it's not our kids that are going to be bullied because, you know, we don't have them. So, you know, telling your friends that do have kids to get involved as well, because it's essentially their children that we want to be protecting.
Speaking of awareness of gay issues, a couple of days ago was the International Day Against Homophobia.
It was indeed.
And just last night I was on YouTube and they've put together a video of people all, I don't know if you've seen it, people all across the world saying, hello, my name is blah, 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 I'm from so-so-so and I'm gay and I'm proud of it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's like a 10-minute long video, and there's, God, so hundreds of people that have added in submissions. It's really fascinating to watch.
Because here in Melbourne, it was quite successful as well. We had the Stop Homophobia Today campaign, which essentially you sent in a photo of yourself holding a sign with a pro-gay slogan. Mine was a t-shirt that said, real boys kiss boys. but there are other people which were like, don't hate, appreciate. And all those sort of cool, like, lingo-ish sort of phrases, which promoted, I guess, equality amongst gays in a very casual and light way. But the whole point of that, as you just said, is to raise awareness and show the world, hey guys, guess what? Being gay is normal, we're just normal people, and if, you know, there's a gay person on Neighbours or Home and Away, it isn't a scandal.
Yeah.
You don't need to publish it on the front page of the Herald Sun.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.